Hi, I'm Carol Angrisani with PLMA Live. We're excited to introduce one of our featured speakers at PLMA's 2026 Annual Meeting and Leadership Conference, Christopher Gardier of Catalyst Consultants. Chris helps companies figure out how to communicate their value more effectively and become the kind of supplier their retail partners can't imagine working without. This interview gives you a feel for how he thinks and a preview of what he and Julian LeBlanc of Blueprint will be covering in their workshop at the conference. Take a look at his conversation with host Michael Sansolo.
This is a really important topic in the relationship between retailers and their supplier partners to look at how suppliers can do a better job of presenting ideas, products, and partnership and all to the retailers they work with. Chris, I have heard you talk about this, and I know from retail background, this is an area of huge frustration. When you are looking at a supplier, what are they doing wrong when they are talking to their retail partners?
Well, the first thing I do is I don't really emphasize what they're doing wrong. I start with what they're doing right.
Okay.
What I start with is you are providing terrific ideas and solutions. Maybe you have an opportunity to communicate them in a more compelling manner. That, you know, most companies are like that. They have great ideas. They've done their homework and they've got ideas on how to grow the category, improve profitability, improve in stocks. But they struggle to communicate effectively and in a compelling manner. So what I love to do is I love to help these companies tell their story better so that it resonates with the customers and helps to make them irreplaceable.
You know, Chris, as you talk about this, it's so interesting because a lot of retailers say the key to success is solve the shopper's problem. And the way you describe it, it's that manufacturers have to learn when talking to retailers, you've got to solve their problem. How hard is it to make this kind of transition instead of just selling products to sell solutions?
It can be challenging, but you set it up really well. Do your due diligence and spend the time to examine the data, talk to the customer, understand what their objectives and what their goals are, and then identify where they may not be achieving their goals or they may not be achieving their objectives. So therein lies uncovering the problem. Mm-hmm. Because you've identified that they're not hitting their goals, whether it be a growth goal, a profit goal, an in-stock goal. And if you do your research and do your due diligence as a supplier, you will identify and quantify what the problems are.
All right, I got to ask this because it sounds so logical. Why doesn't everybody do it?
Yeah, I mean, that's why I'm in business, I guess. I think a lot of people have been trained the wrong way. You know, we live in a kind of follow the herd mentality kind of world, and people just establish bad habits. They do the same thing they've done in the past, and they fail to take the time to understand how they can really provide value. And the way you provide value is by, again, solving someone's problem. You know, everybody has a problem, whether it's a category problem, you know, a distribution problem, an in-stock problem. It's your job as a supplier to dedicate your resources, your time, and your energy to uncover those problems, quantify them, and then come up with solutions to those problems for each of the customers.
And it would sound like this is an absolute win-win because the supplier would win, they'd sell more of their product, the retailer would win, they would have better products to sell.
Absolutely. Yeah, ultimately it all comes back to the consumer, okay? The consumer is constantly changing, the marketplace is changing, and you've got to stay up with it. So, you know, you need, as an organization, you need to invest the time and the resources and get everyone working together cross-functionally to understand what those problems are, quantify them, and then spend the time to develop solutions to those problems. Because if you do that and you follow that methodology, you will become irreplaceable in the eyes of the retailer.
Which is what you want to be. One last question, because obviously we've got private label suppliers, we have national brand. Are the national brand guys better at doing this than private label?
I would say they are. And part of it is just historically, a lot of the big CPG companies, branded companies, really invested heavily in training. Okay, so they've trained their people really, really well. Private label is catching up though. As private label becomes more important to the retailers, suppliers are learning some of the same techniques that the national brand suppliers have learned over the years. And a lot of that is training and developing a process for solving problems. Again, you said it best. National brands have been doing it for years. The private label suppliers, they're catching up, but they just need help. They got to learn, and they need people to help them with this journey of becoming more of a partner, value-added partner with their retail customers.
It sounds like a process, and a process well worth undertaking. Chris, I want to thank you for spending time with us today. This was very, it's enlightening, and it's clearly very useful to the community. So thank you for being with us today.
It's my pleasure. Thank you very much.
Well, those were great insights from Chris. And you don't want to miss his and Julian's workshop at the conference in April. It's a practical session built around one central question: what truly sets you apart? Hope to see you there.